Guys, did you hear that? I just got a match on Tinder.
What? Oh, shit.
Congrats, man.
Hell yeah. And guess what, guys? It's lessons learned, and that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Oh!
We're going to be talking about the wonderful world, or maybe not so wonderful world, depending on your perspective, of online dating and the various online dating apps there are. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is another relationships episode, and I got some feelings about this one. I know I think everybody here has had their experiences with it, but Chris, why don't you go ahead and give us the broad strokes? Ew, gross. I'm going to go get my phone while you start.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Brotato Chip. I have no idea what you meant by that, but here we are. Talking about Tinder, you mentioned we're talking broad about strokes.
That was the best thing I've ever heard.
So, yeah, it was... The topic today stems from a few discussions I've had lately, just with friends, and you know, just getting thoughts of everybody on what they think of like dating apps and whether they're useful or not. We're talking for successful relationships, not just hookups. So if you're in for like a hookup episode, you could just dip because we ain't talking about it. But successful relationships, successful relationships, right? Clearly, I failed. Joey failed. Randy's failed. Rumsey's got one.
No, I haven't.
Hey.
Just haven't had the opportunity to.
I have failed, though. Oh.
Well, you're successful right now.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Current level of success.
Yeah. Much success. That's great success.
Great success.
But, so, a lot of the discussions I've had is, like, people are asking me, like, oh, why don't you have Tinder? Like, are you using Tinder or, like, Bumble or, like, even any dating apps? And... my answer is I don't like talking to someone online without meeting them first. Like, it's, to me, it's so weird.
Yeah.
And like, I guess I'm a little old school, but think about this, right?
I mean, you're a geezer.
I am a geezer. But so you go to a bar, right? You meet someone, you know, one, what do they look like right off the bat? No catfishing, no pictures from 5 years ago, no pre- you know, 40 pounds gained. I mean, not fat shaming or anything, but like pictures are pictures of when you look good. Let's be real, right? Two,
respects.
Height. I'm short. I'm 5'6", 5'7", somewhere in the middle. We'll say 6 foot on Tinder, right? That's a Little Dicky song. but that's another thing, right? Like you don't know how tall they are. So there's always that awkward question of, well, how tall are you? Especially me. It's like, well, how tall are you? And then they're like, 5'10", they're like, all right, get lost, kid. And I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. And then number three, like, what is their personality actually like, right? You don't get any of that unless you spend a lot of time talking to people on these apps, right? And it's not specifically Tinder, but there's a ton of them out there now. But me, I would prefer to go to a bar, meet someone right off the bat. You know everything about them right then and there, right? Because you're just interacting with them. You don't have that awkward, like, build up to, like, what you – to, like, feel each other out, right?
Yeah.
Like,
that
you
connection.
You know right where you're getting.
It's
yeah.
more organic, that, right?
Yeah. It is organic, yeah. He did it pretty early this time.
Yeah, but, like, no, I think that's a big part of it. That's a big part of what I don't like about talking to people over – full disclosure, I don't like online dating apps either. I'm with Dougie on this one.
Dougie.
You just made his day.
Yeah. But I don't like it and one of the main reasons, I mean, aside from all of what Chris just said, because it's all completely, or I agree completely with that perspective of it. I don't like that you don't make a connection. Like, there's a lot of times you can meet somebody online and like their profile looks great. And it could be like, oh, wow, this person likes all the same stuff I do. Like, if it was my dating profile and, like, the person had, like, likes to go to baseball games, likes to be outside, likes to go hiking, you know, likes this, like any of the outdoorsy kind of crap, likes going to the gym and being fit, I'd be like, on paper, this person looks perfect for me. But you could get and meet them in person and just not have no connection, no spark. Like, just because somebody's into the same things as you doesn't mean that you're going to be into each other.
That's the price you pay, though, in order to get on this platform where you can meet people from everywhere. Like, there's just so many people on there. That's the price you pay, right? You have to sift through the people, and you have to kind of like find the one person who's authentic and who you can actually
chat
with and then eventually go on a date with. Like, that's the price you pay to have all these profiles within your grasp.
That's true. You gotta weed them out. But like, yeah, as Jared was saying, is you have so many options. If you go to a bar, I mean, you're only maybe talking to one or two girls. So I guess it's a convenience thing. I'm not saying that I'm a huge fan of dating apps, but it is super convenient, especially for introverts. Introverted people, you know, don't like to get out of their comfort zone, yada, yada.
Yeah, exactly. And that's Rumsy. So I got a few things to say about that. Number one, from my experience, like, I'm not on anything right now because I enjoy, like, we talked about getting rid of social media. I mean, that was the first thing to go because I don't even like it to begin with. So I haven't had that for a while.
Hell yeah, brother.
But where was I going with this? Introverts. Something about introverts, man. Totally lost my train of thought. Oh, got it. It's back.
There it is.
Unfortunate. When I was on it, though, I got in my head, like, oh, this is all the girls that are out here, right? Like, oh, man, I have no luck. There's, like, no girls in Omaha, no girls everywhere I'm at. Like, I don't like any of these people, so I guess I'm single forever. Like, totally wrong. You go to a coffee shop, you strike up a conversation with someone,
but
right?
But are you still single, though?
I mean, yeah. But that's not what I mean. Like, the point is, like, in my head, like, that's all there is. And, like, that gives you... That can really let you down, right? Like, say you're in a place where, like, you're just not getting any matches. You're not, you know, vibing with anyone. Even the matches you have, like, there's a one message and, like, they don't respond. They ghost you or you ghost them. There's just, like, no connection, right?
Or it's a fake profile.
Yeah.
God, that was... Can I just say that was
the
most...
No, fuck you. I'm talking.
No, fuck you. That was the worst thing when I had Tinder. It was, like, how many fucking times I matched with some profile and it's some fake-ass shit.
Cool. Now that that's said, I'll get back to my point. So you got to realize, though, like, it's not... all that, like, you have to disassociate yourself with an app.
Sound smart. Yeah,
can you guys stop and, like, actually let me talk, please? But yeah, so you gotta get out of your own head. Don't be such an introvert. And that was my problem. Like, I'm naturally an extrovert. I enjoy talking to people and I enjoy meeting new people. And so with the app, I feel like all my attention's focused on that. And that's not everybody. Like, I've talked to a bunch of people and, like, that's weird that you feel like that, but that's just how my head works. And I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
Now, to counter that, I just went to dinner with my buddy Josh, and he was talking about this, and he's like, you're using the app all wrong, my guy. He's like, use it just to network, like, just meet people. Like, if you use it to travel, like, when you travel, just to not even necessarily date someone, but, like, have someone show you, like, a new city, like a cool spot or a cool coffee shop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Like that. Exactly. Dude, when he said that, like, it almost made me want to re-download it, but I'm like, nah, I still don't want to do it.
I mean, I'm not going to re-download Tinder, but I mean, that's a cool idea.
Right.
If you're single.
I kind of want to text him and ask him about that. Not that, because I just feel like, and maybe it's because my mindset is wrong on it. I just feel like the majority of people, the mindset they're in when they're on Tinder, it's like either this is someone I want to date or this is someone I want to hook up with.
Again, we're not talking specifically about Tinder, though.
Well, no, thinking I just about, mean like all dating, like, apps. Dating apps in general, like Tinder, Bumble. Like, listen, and maybe it's just the stigma that these things have gotten. I just feel like the majority of the online dating apps, unless you're going like for like a Match.com or one of those where you actually have to pay for it to be on it. I feel like they've just gotten this stigma of like, everybody's on there just to hook up,
and like, that's what we're talking about. Is
fucking
that,
Chuck?
Not,
let's go.
It's not
majority of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry to cut you off, Chris. But I think Bumble itself, if I'm not mistaken, has a feature where literally you can select just looking for friends.
Like, yeah, literally, I think just it friendships. Does. Mm-hmm. Actually, wait, yeah. Hold on.
Ah, he's got.
Do you
it.
Have it? You
I
have
do
Bumble.
Have. I do have Bumble. I don't ever I use it, well. But I do have it. Let's find out.
Well, as you're doing that, you can get back to us. Yeah. But, like, so, yeah, when Josh said that, it really did open my eyes, kind of. And I know, like, Randy's got a good point. Yes, it's like a hookup app, 100%. But there are other ones where people, and there's people on even Tinder that are like looking for serious relationships. Like, look at Rumsey. He met his girlfriend on there. And like, there's no, here's the other thing. Don't feel shameful about it. Like, I know so many people have met and married people from Tinder. Like, it's a great way to meet people. Like, who gives a shit if you met them on Tinder?
That's literally what it's there for.
Who gives a hoot? Like, who cares? That's number one. Get over that aspect of it. Like, don't be ashamed. Like, I know there's people who say, like, oh, I don't want to say we met on Tinder or anything. Like, why? Like, I met on a dating app. Fuck off. Right?
Yeah.
So, but that just goes to show, like, Rumsey's not the only one within the past week that I've talked to a bunch of people that have met their girlfriend on Tinder.
Yeah, okay. I think I have,
especially in 2020.
Have girlfriends.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you go into your settings on Bumble, there's the date like feature. There's the BFF feature, which says make friends at every single stage of your life. And then there's the biz feature, which I guess is move your career forward in a modern way.
Oh, so that's kind of what you're talking about with like Mark or networking. Like
networking.
Yeah, so that's pretty interesting. I
didn't know that either. That's interesting.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like you hear Bumble, like you're instantly thinking, you know, dating app. I think it's probably the second biggest one. It's definitely up there as one of the biggest apps for it. But yeah.
You know who I do wish I could match with is Dwayne The Rock Cole and The Rock Johnson over here, right?
Whoa.
That's hilarious. He is mine. Please stay away from me.
Oh my God. Yo, if you're listening to this, you should check out our YouTube because you can see this video and it's there's a whole TikTok. Lot more. Yeah.
Speaking of this video. Yeah.
I do want to go grab it real quick.
There's a whole other dynamic when you can actually watch the video.
Yeah.
So yes. You should do that.
Joey also posted a really funny video on TikTok, which was what I was referring to. And it made me laugh. It made me laugh.
It did make
hard.
Me laugh as well.
Please go check it out. I need some new love.
Do it.
So as someone who has successfully met someone and is now dating for a pretty long time now, how did that all go for you? How was that whole process and how did you make it successful?
Okay. So first of all, you have to know like what you're looking for. Okay. Are you actually, if you're looking for a relationship, look for a relationship. Like don't download the app with the motivation or reason to hook up with people and expect, hey, maybe I'll find a relationship on here. Like, because you're not in the right mindset and you're going to see that person who possibly could be like your long-term relationship or whatever.
Your one and only.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but you're going to see them with this mindset of someone you're going to hook up with. Like you're kind of, let's be real, like you're kind of objectifying the person if you think in that manner. So first of all, like set your priorities, your expectations, like what are you looking for and everything, and then be truthful like with your pictures. Post good pictures, sure. I guess there's like a science to that or whatever, but be honest, like on your bio or whatever, be honest with like what you're looking for, and then you're like deal breakers, I guess, because otherwise you're gonna waste your time and you're gonna talk to them for like a week maybe and then eventually go on a date or two. And then by then it's like 2 or 3 weeks have gone by with you talking to this person and it's just wasted time because there's like a fine line, like there's a deal breaker that they can't meet. So I mean, that might filter out a lot of people at first, but if you're looking for your significant other for like a long-term relationship, then be truthful, like be honest and be upfront. Don't try to be perfect, you know?
Let me ask you then, how many people did you go through or did you kind of get lucky and, you know, your current girlfriend kind of just...
Was the first try?
Wait. Let me speak on this. Rumsey sent me a screenshot. This is how I know he's he's speaking the truth, man. Like when he says, what are you looking for? And stick to that. Because he sent me a screenshot of like all these girls that liked him, right? I was like, dude, that's like, is that like your super likes? Like, is that like the hottest girls around, whatever? He's like, no, dude, this is just people that have liked me already. And if I swipe, like I match them. And he's like, I'm not looking for any of this though. Like I'm looking for a meaningful relationship. And he got that because he ignored all of that temptation, dude. And like, that was to me, that says a lot about who he is as a person.
And I mean, don't get me wrong, it was Tinder is tempting, you know, even if you're looking for a long-term relationship, it can be tempting, but I think I went on one date using Tinder before that, and it was only one date. It didn't go well.
No connection.
No.
No SPACs.
Yeah, but then I matched with Rachel, and it went really well. I actually super liked her because
Oh shit!
I thought she
getting super liked by a handsome dude like yourself. Jeez, man.
Hey, I didn't just give those away, man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Do you have pictures of your abs up on your account?
He 100% did. How do you think he got all the likes, bro?
Yeah,
I think
exactly.
No, so I don't think I did, but I think I did have my Instagram linked to my account.
So there's like 100 ab pictures just on Instagram.
I've since then deleted like 95%.
Flipping tires with his shirt off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd super like that. Come
yeah, on. I mean, shit.
I'm laughing, but it's true.
That's hilarious.
Where was I going with this? Oh yeah. So I mean, it doesn't really relate too much to the topic. Her sister and her sitting down, and her sister was like, "Hey, so how's the dating life going?" And Rachel was just like over it. You know, she was done. She was like, "I'm about to delete this stupid app. Like, there's just a bunch of jerks on there," or whatever. And then she handed her sister the phone, and her sister actually swiped right on me. She was like, "Oh, he looks pretty cool." Like, read my bio. Yeah. So then we started talking, and after about a week, first we moved from Tinder to actual phone numbers, actually texting and stuff. And then
first step,
met up. Yeah. Yeah. So get off the app. So I don't know. I haven't thought about this too much, but it probably changes your mindset a little bit. Kind of makes a person a little more real. Yeah.
It does.
So
100%.
Get numbers and then start texting each other, and then maybe call each other once or twice, and then set up a date, like go somewhere. And this is actually something, actually, I guess it does relate to the whole topic of the discussion. So we were talking about relationships in our group that we have on Wednesday nights, and we're talking about, you know, if you go on like a first date with someone, make sure it's somewhere where they feel comfortable. So with us guys, make sure they feel comfortable, like maybe give them two or three options, and then let them pick the time.
This back alleyway, my trunk, or the gym. Applebee's.
Yeah, don't do that.
Applebee's, but only the parking lot.
I was going to say the back parking lot.
Yeah, and also let someone, because, I mean, even guys, like if you're just texting, if you haven't called the girl yet, then let a friend know, like, hey, I'm going to be here at this time, you know? Because you could be getting catfished by some bad person who like wants to hurt you. Like it sounds kind of funny, but like being completely serious. So make sure someone else knows where you're going and at what time.
They would end up in the dumpster.
Randy, you're not that tough, Randy. Let's relax.
Yeah. So
that's what you think.
Yeah. Give them a few options to choose from. Let them choose a time, or like let them choose a place. And
yeah.
But then we went on our first date, went to a bar, and we ended up talking for a while, and then we ended up ordering pizza. And it's funny, the pizza guy actually shows up to the bar and then comes in, and I guess he was like yelling my name, and like we didn't even notice. I guess we were like just deep in conversation. And then I looked down at my phone maybe like 50 minutes later, and there's like 6 missed calls. And like two voicemails. Dude, this guy was livid. This delivery driver was done. And I called him back.
Did you give him a nice tip?
Yeah, he did end up coming back the same way. And I gave him like a $20 tip.
Oh wait, so he was there, left, and then came back for you?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, what a guy.
You're a dick.
That guy's a legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're watching this guy,
thank you for his pizza.
Yeah, pizza guy. Thank you.
You make America great.
You're a model citizen, sir.
Wait, so I got a quick question for
y'all.
Real
man
of genius. I think this is a generational thing. Brandy, shut up.
What's up, Joe?
All right, so because you mentioned getting the phone number, right? So you, Chris, you also had Tinder back in the day.
Back in the day.
When you guys, like, back in the day.
He's not wrong. Back in the day, but the day is today. I'm just kidding.
Hey, there it is. Wild hogs line right there. But anyway, so when you ask for whatever contact information, right, I think it's a generational thing now where I ask for Snapchats. Do you guys just go straight for the phone number?
No, bro.
Bro, that's because you're a fuckboy.
I go straight for the phone number.
Go for the phone number. Don't go for Snapchat.
Yeah. I mean, that's a red flag. All right, you get a girl, right? You get a respectful girl on the other end, right? And then your ass asks for her Snapchat. What the fuck do you think she's going to say?
I honestly think that's because you guys are a few years older.
No, it's because you're a fuckboy.
Man.
Not true.
Tomorrow when I go to work, I'm going to ask my coworker who's 19. I'm going to ask her what she
actually
thinks.
Yeah, please do. I am very curious about that. Yeah.
Well, I think Snapchat, like, it just sends the wrong message, you know?
Exactly.
Yes. I see where you guys are coming from, but at the same time, like, the majority of the communication I do now is on Snapchat. It's pretty rare that I text or call people, aside from you guys.
So the Snapchat, like Rumsey said, that just gives the wrong message. Imagine like a meaningful relationship. You're going to text them. You're going to call them. You're going to FaceTime them. I mean, I guess you can do all that shit on Snapchat, but nobody does that. Nobody who
I think.
Do you call people on Snapchat?
Dude, I
mean, you can.
Really?
Yeah, all the time. Well, it's not necessarily me per se, but like I work with a lot of younger people than me, and they always call me on Snapchat now.
That's okay. Maybe it is a generational thing. Maybe we're just.
I honestly think like we are seeing like the split in generation where I see. I think I'm right in the middle where you guys are older, where it's all phones and everything, and then just a few years younger is all Snapchat. Maybe it's me, but that's what I'm seeing.
Well, if you are part of the younger generation, answer in the comments and tell us if you think the three of us are right or if Joe is right.
Yeah,
I know I'm right.
We want to hear from you.
So. I got Rachel's Snapchat too, but it wasn't the first, I don't think it was the first thing that I asked for. I'm pretty sure we got phone numbers first and then we added Snap. Yeah, so it's not like we're saying don't do Snap whatsoever, but I guess you're saying it's like the primary means of communication.
Yeah. I guess just for the younger generation. I could be wrong. Maybe I am just coming off wrong and asking straight for a Snapchat. I could be wrong.
I mean, I don't know. I do that. Like, I'll do that with like new friends. Like, I might ask for somebody's Snap, like a new coworker or something. If I know they have it, I might ask them for their Snap before I ask for their phone number. But like, I'm not looking to date that person,
right?
Yeah.
At that point, like, I'm just getting their Snap because other people are like, oh, Randy Snap's funny. He scares the shit out of his mom all the time, Adam. Yeah.
Very true story, by the way.
That is true.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just like, I don't know. Maybe you're right. I don't see that.
I am curious for other people to answer this now.
I picture it like this. Oh, maybe this is kind of weird to say, but this isn't supposed to come off weird, right? I text my mom and I call my grandma. I don't Snapchat them because it's a meaningful relationship that I value. So why would I not get a person that I'm trying to have a meaningful relationship's number instead, because that's how I communicate best. Like, I'll call them up.
I think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, FaceTime's a glorious thing. Like, unless it's like iPhone, Android, then yeah, maybe Snapchat's your best way to FaceTime. But, you know, that is an interesting topic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Number
all day.
Yeah, it's slightly off topic, but I think it's very, questionable.
You know what you don't have to worry about when you go out and meet someone and not meeting them on Tinder?
Boom.
Right.
Although, then what do you ask for? Is it, hey, can I have your number? Or, hey, can I have your Snapchat? I think that right there is a red flag, right? Like, you're out at a bar drinking. Hey, can I have your Snapchat? Chris, you freaking weirdo. You can't have my Snapchat. Or, hey, can I have your number? And, like, you want to go on a date sometime, grab a coffee sometime? Like, that sounds way better, in my opinion. Mm.
And also, this is shitty, and I would be pissed if somebody did this to me. But if I ask, it's way easier for them to fake their number. Like, it's just, it's a comfort. It's like kind of a comfort level thing. Like, I know it's a shitty thing to do, but it's like, I especially look at it like a guy say it to a girl. Like, a guy asks a girl, hey, can I have your number? And she really doesn't want to give it to him. She can come up with any number off the top of her head and give it to him. It's way easier to fake a number than a Snapchat.
Yeah, 675309. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, boom.
Very nice.
For our older generation out there, Joey's age and younger is going to be like, what the fuck did he just say?
8675309.
Well, Joey knows the song.
I know it.
Good, glad. But yeah, so I don't know. I think it is a very big generational gap now we have between dating apps and like just getting out in the real world and just meeting people. But yeah. I think, in my opinion, like the way I work as an extrovert, I need to just get out and meet people. Like, I can't just sit at home and have conversations with people I haven't met yet. Like, it means nothing to me. And to me, it's just a giant waste of time.
Right. I think dating apps became entirely useful the past year when everyone was quarantined.
Oh, 100%.
Yep, right.
Yeah.
Definitely a positive.
Yeah. Literally no bars were open. No anything was open. Maybe Walmart. And so
I got to make
you're trying to go get your girls from Walmart.
I have to make a point. Because you mentioned like it's you like being, you like taking the organic approach. Like, you like actually going to bars or coffee shops and meeting people. However, take Rachel, for example. She lives, you know, further away, and we don't really frequent a lot of the same places that often. So what about those people that are like pretty close? However, maybe you don't actually, maybe you both go to coffee shops and you like sitting in coffee shops, but they're different coffee shops, you know, like 10 minutes away from each other. You know, it's like that. In that way, dating or just an online dating app can help.
That's true. And that comes back to like that networking thing, right? Like Josh said,
yeah,
is have a different mindset about it. Either A, like what you're doing, I guess they can go hand in hand, right? Like, look for a successful relationship and don't kid yourself. Don't be saying, hey, I want to date. Hook up. Date. Like, you got to choose your battle, man.
Yeah.
Use it for networking. Like I said, like, see what these people can offer. See if they can show you a side of wherever you're living. I know for us military people, we're always moving. So say you get to a new spot and like, you just want to have friends and like have someone show you around. It's not a bad thing to have this and say, hey, what can you show me? Like, how can I explore this? And maybe, honestly, maybe they do end up having the same hobbies as you and you're not even looking for something and it just comes organically. Like, that'd be awesome.
There it is.
Yeah, see, I did it too.
Third time. But yeah, no, I actually have seen that several times on Tinder too. Like, I'll be scrolling through and I see some girl like in her bio, like, hey, just looking for friends, just new to the area, trying to see what's around and what to do. Which in Dover, that's nothing, but you know, it's there.
That is unfortunate.
Let me say something here of actual value.
Oh, okay.
What?
Yeah. Right?
Fuck us then.
New concept. I think my biggest problem early, and this is more of a personal issue with dating apps, is I don't like being on my phone.
Yeah.
That's
I don't
true.
Like being on my phone. I'm not on my phone a lot. A lot of times I'm doing things that keep me away from my phone, whether that's intentional or not. And I don't use a lot of my social media apps, and I kind of feel like I fall into the same patterns with, like, you know, Tinder or Bumble or whatever that I do with, you know, Instagram or Facebook, where it's just like you're sitting there doing this for an hour.
Yeah, aimlessly.
Just aimlessly swiping.
And life's going by.
Yeah. So that's like kind of the problem. One of the problems I have with it. And I mean, I know that's more of kind of like a personal issue and not an issue with the actual concept of online dating itself. I mean, and maybe I haven't had good success with it. I've tried it in the past. I had Tinder for a while, really hated it because, again, just kind of like, I think you were, Chris or Joe said it before, the people that I tended to like match with on there, and like, listen, I look for relationships. I don't look like, if I'm being honest, I don't look for hookups. I want to date somebody. I'm at the point in my life where I'm not looking to go hook up on the weekends. Like, I want a girlfriend. And I feel like the majority of the people that I would actually match with were like, oh, yeah, let's go fuck. And it's like, well, it's like that one's out the door. So it's like, it just gets to the point where it gets frustrating and you don't want to deal with it, you know, or the people are fake, or, you know, their profiles are just a bunch of crap. Like, you know, oh, I'm 6'2". It's like, oh, no, you're not.
yeah.
It's like I go to school, like when I had it, it was mostly in college. I was like, I go to school with you. I've seen you here. You're not 6'2".
Yes.
But yeah, I just like, I don't know. I've never had good success with it. And then I think part of the problem too is just especially because I have been single for a long time and so many people just like try and push it on me. And I'm very much the kind of person, like if you push something on me, that's the less I'm going to try and do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I just like, I kind of get bored with it. Like I had Bumble, I still have it on my phone, but I don't ever use it. And, you know, it was the same. It felt like the same thing. It just felt like the same repetitive thing of just like, I'm just going to sit here and aimlessly swipe. And then, and I think, can I just say, I really feel like online dating is very, I don't know, I guess like subject. I don't know if that's the right word, subjective, where it's like, you don't even know this person. Like your first impression is the picture.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Right. So you see the picture and it's like, you know, maybe the picture wasn't at a good angle, or, you know, maybe they're not the most attractive person. It doesn't mean that they're not a good candidate to date.
Exactly.
But like immediate first thing is like, they see the picture. This is already my first impression. Swipe left.
Yeah. Yeah. And some people really just don't get good pictures or just not photogenic at all. It's like someone can actually look a lot better in person than they do in pictures on a dating app.
Yeah.
And so what you might think is unattractive when you first, you know, swipe on them, and then you see, you just happen to see them out in public, like, wow, you're actually kind of good looking.
Yeah, then you go back and your profile pictures you with the clown mask on because you played yourself.
Ah, very nice.
But I think and maybe this is more my biggest problem. I think this is kind of my biggest problem with it is just like, it's, everybody always says like, don't judge a book by its cover, and never judge a person off their looks. You're like, it's so shallow to go off of looks. It's like, that's literally what online dating is.
That's literally all it is.
For the most part. I mean, for the most part. Like, there's some apps, and again, like, most of them are the paid for apps, like, you know, Match or, you know, whatever, where, you know, I don't think Match does that. I think they, like, do the profiles themselves. Like, it has nothing to do with you looking at pictures, but I wouldn't know. I'd never used it. But I mean, I don't know. Right, I don't like the idea of like, I'm literally swiping left or right on this person based on their picture. And I know somebody's going to be in the comments probably and be like, you know, oh, we got to read the profile. It's like, it doesn't matter because this still the same thing that you're probably making your decision on is the picture.
Yeah. 95%. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Unless you're Jared Rumsey over here and he's like, oh, wow, look at this description. Oh, wow, I can feel her vibe through the phone. Oh, wow, like, yeah. I know this girl's quality. I'm a super like her.
And there's people like that. There's people like that. And that's what I would try and do when I would look at the profiles. Like, and I mean, listen, I'm going to say it because it just has to be said. There's some people you're not attracted to.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean they're not attractive. There's some people that you are not attracted to. And if I see a picture of someone who I'm not attracted to, I'm probably not going to swipe on it. If it's somebody that's kind of in the middle, I'll read the description. But again, I just did right there what I said I hate about it.
Yeah, and you can't help it.
Can it be so shallow? Yeah, I mean, it can be shallow, but like we're naturally attracted to certain people.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
I just think facts. I think it's all right. So here's a good analogy, right? Say Randy's at home woodworking. Oh, he runs out of wood. He's got to go to the store, right? No pun intended with the wood here. Like that just happened. But he goes to the store, goes to Lowe's, shopping for some wood, meets a girl working, meets a girl building a project herself. You never know unless you go out in public and just experience life. That versus sitting at home, not woodworking because he's on his phone swiping on Tinder and no luck, right? Like, I don't know. I know that's extreme, but that's how like my brain works. Like I would way rather just experience life.
It all
I agree with that.
It all depends on the person. Because you can literally, if you wanted to, if you're looking for a long, meaningful relationship, you can literally spend 5 minutes a day swiping on Tinder, and that's just 5 minutes a day. That's it. The rest of the day is spent living your life.
You know, there's,
it's not like one or the other. You can do both, right? Like, yeah. I feel like it's kind of unfair with you saying that because you're making it sound, yes, there are people, and I've done it before, like in the past, where you spend an hour, 2 hours just like sitting on Tinder. Yeah. So that happens, but
it's called self-control. If you want, I don't think any of us have it.
If you want, you can spend 5 minutes a day flipping on Tinder, you know, and then the rest of the day can be spent living your life and being going out, being around people, being in public.
I've got the most important relationship I ever need.
Get out of here. You're just trying to get chicks right now with your cute ass cat.
Keyboard cat.
For anyone keyboard watching cat. The video and listening to the audio only, Chris has brought his cat on.
Oh, man. I love that
just
guy.
Another reason you should be on YouTube, though.
Yeah.
This is fact.
Subscribe, you can see cats.
Cat cam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this is all boils down to the difference in personalities, you know, between introverts and extroverts. What Jared was saying, it's like you could just. For introverts, it's so much easier. The people who don't like to go out on the weekends, or sometimes, you know, maybe you're partied out. Maybe you partied the past 3 weekends and you're like, you know what? I just want to sit home, but I still want to meet people. Just do a little swipey swipe and then spend your evening inside, eat some ice cream. I don't know.
That's true. But see, here's the problem for me. And this is where I kind of fall through the cracks, because I don't like to go out on a Friday night. Neither. I'd rather go to the gym.
Bro, neither do I. Time out. It's not about going out to the bar. Not what we're saying. I'm saying going out to a coffee shop, going out to the store, going grocery shopping. Like, you meet people. I've been to the grocery store and striked up a conversation with some random lady, and it was hilarious. Like,
yeah.
That obviously it wasn't like a girlfriend or anything, but like, you meet people all the time, every day. And so it's just, I can't do. I know Rumsey's saying, like, oh, you can do both, but like, I can't, man. I can't. It's one or the other. Like, my brain doesn't have that capacity to divide online versus in person. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah. I'm with Jared. I think you could do both.
I can't.
I also struggle with the concept of, like, I know Jared said it earlier about, like, what are you looking for, right? So are you looking to hook up with people, or are you looking for a relationship? Sure. Okay. So I know what I'm looking for. Now I'm swiping through, right? And I swipe on, you know, say I come across three different girls where I swipe right on all of them. What happens when all three of those girls aren't looking for a relationship? Like, I don't know what, you know, I don't know what they're looking for. I know what I'm looking for. I don't know what they're looking for. And then that to me is like, I know, but then it's like a waste of time to me. I don't know.
That's why you put like the big things on your bio. So like, if you're religious,
but nobody reads the bio.
Actually,
I read the bio.
Statistically proven. Yeah, I think it's statistically proven that girls read bios a lot more than guys do. Actually,
other question for all y'all to answer in the comments: how many of y'all actually read the fucking bio?
I know I do. Actually,
I do. I know Jared does, but like, I just feel like most people don't.
Would you guys like to hear my Tinder bio?
Yeah.
Yes. I kind of want to look at my Bumble bio right now.
It is trying to get ready for hot bro summer.
Stop.
You're gonna ask people for their Snapchat? Like, what the fuck? What's wrong with you,
bro?
Dude, it is funny. It's meant to be funny.
Oh my god.
See, Jared's laughing.
Yeah, because of how man.
Okay, switching gears again. So
yes.
God, I don't even.
Okay, if you don't like online dating, but you still want to see more people, so maybe go to, if you like going to coffee shops and chilling there, maybe go to the coffee shop that's 30 minutes away instead of the one that's 20 minutes away. Like, yes. Chris, maybe you should go to Stories Coffee. It's like, I think it's probably like a 25-minute drive, but it's a really nice coffee shop, and a lot of cool people around our age hang out there, so... And I think there are some nights where they play music. They have like live music or something. So maybe. Yeah. And they have drinks. Expand their
horizons.
They don't just have coffee. They have alcoholic drinks too.
Are you marketing for that?
My bio is awful.
Are we sponsored by Stories Coffee?
Oh yeah, I'm definitely sponsored by Stories Coffee. No, I'm just kidding.
You know who we are sponsored by? Sorta.
Red Bull.
No.
We're going to get sued.
Great.
Audible?
Great. No, Audible. Mm. Yeah, Jared said it. So, if you don't really like being on your phone and swiping through people, one thing you can do is read books. And if you don't like to read books either, you're making this really difficult on me, but I have an easy option for you. You can use Audible free for 30 days if you use the link in the bio down below. I'm pointing down. you can have the books read to you. Isn't that great? And then you can read without reading.
You could pretend you're in a successful relationship by having someone read to you.
You could even hold the book like you're reading and listen to
it. Bro, go to a coffee
shop. And then people will think you're smart.
Go to a coffee shop and have a book open, but you just have one earbud listening to Audible.
Hell yeah.
Oh my
God. You can do that. And then some girl will walk into the Starbucks and be like, damn, look at that guy over there. He's reading a book. Boom.
He's smart.
Relationship. No online dating needed. That's all I got to say.
And that's the episode.
Damn. I love it. I love it. You made it. You just went and totally redeemed yourself. So, yeah. So, we talked about a lot of stuff today, right? Rumsey makes a very good point. And maybe I'll work on it. And
I'll try it.
Yeah. Maybe I just need to try to disassociate from thinking like that's everything, like it is online or it's in person. 5 minutes a day, man. 5 minutes a day, and in those 5 minutes you can click our Audible link. But yeah,
click the link.
5 minutes a day. So
link.
Is it for you? Is it not for you? We actually want to hear your opinions on this one, so comment on I don't know if you can comment on Spotify. I don't think you can. You can leave a rating. Just go out and make it easy for us. Just go on our Instagram or YouTube, preferably both. That'd be dope. And comment. Comment your answers. Randy's got some questions for you. I know we typically don't get a lot of comments, but you know what? We want to hear about this one. Also, talk about links. If you want to support the show, we have our Patreon linked in the bio. That'd be dope as well. And we still have a few t-shirts for sale. I think we've got five large short sleeve t-shirts left. And I think we have like
one
small.
Send me the one I
need. Yep. Yours is coming. So, a lot of so a lot of information here at the end. But thanks for listening. And hopefully you guys find some successful relationships here shortly.
What's up, guys? This has been Lessons Learned. If you want to go follow our social media page, you can find us on Instagram at Lessons Learned Media. And you can also find all of our personal Instagrams on there as well. You can find our Linkfolio in the description, where you can find our podcasts on Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, and now YouTube. So if you want to check us out on video, we have video out now. And yeah, go follow, subscribe, like, comment, and it's a really good way to communicate with us.
Yep.
And let us know what you think. It's been a long day. Thank you for tuning in. Let us know what you think of the episode, too. And we will see you in the next one. All right?
See ya.
See ya. Ah, I fucking hit.